Finally, in Egypt, at least two people have been killed in fresh clashes between supporters and opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. A 10-year-old boy was shot dead in the port city of Suez, and a man was killed in the central city of Minya. Over a dozen people have also been injured. Security forces fired tear gas and plastic-coated bullets to scatter protesters near the Al-Azhar University in Cairo. Morsi supporters also rallied outside El Salam Mosque, east of the capital. The protesters say they'll press ahead with their calls for an end to the military rule and Morsi's reinstatement.
We are protesting for the return of legitimacy and for the reinstatement of Morsi. This is the goal of every protest that takes place every Friday. We will not give up until our demands are met.
Meanwhile, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has issued a statement slamming the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for accusing them of stealing the 2011 revolution against Mubarak. The statement says Washington is the biggest supporter of dictatorship and repression. It also accuses the U.S. of backing what Muslim Brotherhood describes as a coup against Morsi. Press's Mohamed Chalabi joins me from Cairo. Mohamed, over to you. Tell us more about the situation in Egypt.
Well, Hassan, we have an update here. We also have two more people reported killed, one in Nasr City and one in Heliopolis, both in Cairo. This big demonstration in Nasr City, scene of Rabaa al-Adawiyya, the scene of the worst massacre in Egypt's modern history, according to many observers and according to international rights groups as well. The protesters were commemorating 100 days after the inhumane crackdown against the Morsi supporters at Rabaa, and were trying to reach that place. It was the biggest, Hassan, we can safely say, the biggest protest near Rabaa since crackdown against the Morsi supporters at Rabaa al-Adawiyya in Nasr City. And many of those who participated in the protest say, and that's why the police started tracking them down across much of Nasr City's and Heliopolis' streets with tear gas mainly. And one protester died. He was an Al-Azhar student. And that's the second consecutive day that Al-Azhar lose students. Also in Heliopolis, another protester died in clashes between the protesters and security forces over there. We have unconfirmed reports, Hassan, we know about the delicate situation at the dormitory at Al-Azhar University, unconfirmed reports that there are there is a possibility that there would be another police invasion of the premises of the dormitory tonight.
All right, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. We're running out of time here on the show. Press's Mohamed Chalabi, our correspondent reporting from Cairo there. Thanks, Mohamed.